Well, China is being blamed for an upsurge of cyber attacks against Australian businesses. There was a joint Fairfax 9 News investigation which confirmed the attacks were orchestrated by China's Ministry of State Security. The attack operation is known in cyber circles as Operation Cloudhopper and was first described in detail by the international consultancy PwC in a report back in 2017. Let's talk to Adrian van Heest now, who's a cyber security leader at PwC New Zealand. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What can you tell us about this?
We're a firm that sort of is very much the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff when it comes to organisations responding to cyber incidents. So a leading incident response firm, and that's how we got involved in Cloudhopper. Effectively, organisations, particularly in the UK and Canada and Japan, contacted us, and as part of our research into the incident that was playing out within their organisations, we do something called attribution. And attribution is trying to figure out who's attacking you and why they're attacking you. And one of the things we do is we look at threat intelligence that's available through privileged sources, as well as that we have, and visibility across the wide range of organisations we deal with. And in this instance, what was identified is an attacker called APT-10, or Advanced Persistent Threat 10, and that's been largely attributed to China. And attribution is just kind of how you fingerprint somebody's activity within your organization. You will do such things as look at what time of day it occurred, and again, what time zone that lines up with, the software they use, the techniques, the sequencing of the actions they take, effectively looking for an MO in a cybercrime as you would in a real-world crime.
A lot of detail there, but China is carrying out a number of cyber attacks against New Zealand businesses as well, are they?
We don't know. The research and certainly what we were called in for was quite specific to organisations internationally. And who was targeted was particularly Japan and particularly managed service providers. So organisations that provide IT services to other companies, effectively you attack them, and then you have a backdoor into all the companies they support. And that's what the cloud hopping stands for. You know, attack somebody and then you hop from their cloud into the organisation.
Right. So you haven't been asked to do any work in relation to whether New Zealand businesses are suffering cyber attacks from China?
Not regarding this particular instance. In this instance, when we got the information, we passed it on to the NCSC and GCSB in New Zealand, and they have, through Project Cortex and others and contacts, they've sort of looked out for it, the sort of fingerprint, if you will, of this activity. But as far as a definitive smoking gun of a New Zealand organisation being affected, I don't have any visibility on that.
What would they be hoping to achieve with these cyber attacks, Adrian?
In particular, this one, when you look at it, it was after intellectual property, and I think that's really what's got the Australians upset, is the sort of notion of a bit of détente in this area, which is, we won't go after you, you don't go after us. In that regard, it's intellectual property, so it's perceived as getting information that helps the nation state of China or whoever build up their capability in an industrial domain, and they effectively they skip the whole research and investment cycle and just take how you do something, and that's been and that's certainly what's behind the fuss that is with various bits of Chinese technology.
Mm. Now, we've heard Russia named by the government as one of the culprits in these cyber attacks. We haven't heard them name China. I talked to the Prime Minister yesterday on air about this. She was reluctant to do so. Do you know whether that's for diplomatic reasons or whether China isn't as big a player as Russia or doesn't pose as big a threat in this regard?
I really wish I could give you a definitive answer, but I can't. And some of that's down to the very nature of a cyber attack is this concept of attribution. So knowing who did it is very hard to do. Like, you know, you kind of, there's this word called obfuscate, which is, you know, how do you make it?
Oh, I'm familiar with that word.
Yeah.
I talk to some of the best in the business every morning on that.
Well, that's exactly what happens with cyber attacks is you go out of your way to make it not look like you. I mean, there's a lot of sort of attribution that's now being put on North Korea for the attack on banks, and really was only once we'd got to grips with what they'd done against Sony that you could say, actually, this looks very similar. But even then, it's not definitive. And it really, you know, the theory behind the Chinese attacks is that it's quite systematic. So they will go after industries that represent
Indeed.
That they're really.
We've got to go too, Adrian. Thanks for your time.